We were holding the bottom of Lamed Aleph base, second line from the bottom. Continuing from the Gemara in yesterday's daf, that the Gemara had a shaila, if that which we make a maila by Chuma and Kachim, that when you plant it, even though when you normally plant Chulim that are Tomei, it becomes Tar. Masha Enki, when you plant Chuma and Kachim, once you plant it, it still remains also Bachila, means that the Tumma was taken off, that it's not Matama other things, but they don't take off the Isser Tumma as far as eating Chuma and eating Kachim is concerned. And on that we had a Shaila, if that's Dafka by once it has Kedushas Aguf, or even on the lower level, even if it only has Kedushas HaPeh, it didn't yet get Kedushas HaGuf, it was just designated with Kedushas HaPeh. Nonetheless, it already has that high level of the Chumra that we made a Maila by it. So the Gemara, as of now, wasn't pushed to Shaila either way, but nonetheless, the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Afanan Amitanin, I could prove you from a Mishnah, that when we make Mailas by Kachim, they are even when there's only Kedushas HaPeh. Where do we see this? Because there's a Mishnah with regard to the Paraduma that it says, V'nosan alav mayim chayim el keli. On top of the ashes that come from the Paraduma, you put mayim chayim, water that comes from a natural spring that wasn't, that's considered mayim chayim. It's flowing water. It's not water that was gathered in like rainwater or something like that. El keli. And it has to go straight from the spring, from the natural source, into the keli, which tells us that the chiyusim bekli, the chiyus, the mayim chayim, has to be direct into the keli. It can't be drawn in one bucket and then poured into the vessel that you're going to be using to mix it with the ashes of the paraduma. Now the Gemara is medayik according to the way Rashi understands. Vinosan sounds like amatlushin, and you should take it. Means you take it, means you already detached it from the spring, and now you take it and put it on top of the ashes, that means it was already detached, and it's not going directly from the spring. But didn't we just say it has to be directly coming from the spring into the keli? That means it has to be attached directly to the spring and not vinasan. Elo, how do you reconcile this? Must be maila. The way Rashi understands means this halacha of shateich yusim bekli is not midaraisa. It's only a maila derabanan, and that which we made a drosha mayim chayim alokeli, that means shateich yusim bekli, that has to come directly into the kli. That's only really an asmachta meikar adin. There is no such halacha, and the whole halacha is only a maila. If that's the case, says the Gemara, what do we see? We see that even at the time that they draw the water for the Paraduma, there's no Kedushas HaGuf yet. It's only Kedushas HaPeh. It's only designated for the Paraduma. And nonetheless, we make a mile in it, so we see we make a mile even by Kedushas HaPeh. Then the Gemara continues. The Gemara is just going to bring two other rais, that there is milus as far as the Hilchos Tuma Tahara of Truma and Kachim are concerned, that we don't have by other things. Even though these milus that we're going to see in a moment are milus deraisa, but we see that at least midaraisa, the Torah gave special milus to Truma and Kachim that other things don't have, and therefore who had the midrabanan, there are such levels, and maybe even midrabanan on Kedushas HaPeh, there should be such levels. But the concept we could see from these two cases. Amar Simi Bar Ashi, Afanan Amitani. When a person became Tomei and he goes to the mikvah to be metar himself from his tumah, the Allah, as soon as he comes out of the mikvah, so he's already tar right away to be able to eat chulin, and not only chulin, but even to eat maizer sheni. Harev shim shoy, once the sun sets, so he's no longer tul yoim, oichel b'chumah, so then he may eat chumah, until then he may not eat chumah. And where it could be medayik, but chumah in bekachum loy. Even after sunset, he could only eat chumah, but if it's one of those tumas that requires a carbon to be brought until he becomes completely tar, so then, even after sunset, even once he's already not a tful yom, he's still also to eat kachim until he brings his karbonis the next day. So amai, why is that so? Taru, didn't he already become taru? Well, he went to the mikvah, the sun already set. Elamayla. Teretz is there's a mayla, there's a higher level of hilchos tumah and tahara with regard to kachim. Hachinami mayla, so this as well could be a mayla. Amar Ravashi, Yafanan Amitanina, another rai from a Mishnah, a drasha we had quoted earlier in our parak, it says va'abasar, this extra word, either the extra vav of va'abasar or the entire word of va'abasar is extra, The rabbi is eitzim levayna to tells not only the meat of a carbon could become tummy, but also the wood that's used to burn the karbanos on the mizbeach, or the levayna, the frankincense that's burned together with a carbon mincha. They also, even though they're not edible, they become tummy as far as kachem is concerned. So the question is, eitzim levayna b'nei atmuyininu, how could eitzim levayna become tummy? They're not edible. Only food, anything that's not a keli, it has to be either a food or a drink. If this is neither, it should not become tummy. Ella must be maila. Teretz is legabi kachem. It's a special maila that even non-edible things could become tamei. So achanami maila. So to our halacha of this, the fact that when you plant it, it doesn't become tar. That's also a maila. Says the next Mishnah. Elu devarim, the following species. She'adam yoseh behem yideche vaseh bePesach. A person could be yoteh his chiv of achilas matzah when he eats them on Pesach. Bechitim, if the matzah is made out of wheat, besayrim or barley, kusmin is spelt, beshifan is rye, ubishibol shul or oats. The yoteh b'demai, he's yoteh with matzah that's made out of produce, which is demai, which means it's bought from the Amorites, and therefore midar abanan were choshed that maybe he didn't take off maisers properly from it. With a Maaser Rishon Shenitlo Trumasoi, or Maaser Rishon that was given to a Levi, and the Levi took off the 10% that he's mechuyev to take off the Trumas Maaser, and from the Maaser that he received. And the Gemara is going to ask on this, that's obvious. If once he separated the rest of the Maaser, the 90% that he keeps, that's regular chulin in his hand. So obviously he's yotze with it. What's the chiddush? Then the Mishnah continues with Maaser Sheni veHekdesh Sheniftu. Who adin meiser sheni or hektish that normally may not be eaten, meiser sheni out of Yerushalayim or hektish at all, until it's redeemed. But once it's redeemed, so now it's regular chulin, and you could be yotze matzah with it. Again, the Gemara is going to ask on this. This is also obvious. What do we need the Mishnah to tell this to us? V'akeihanim b'chalav v'chuma. Keihanim could be yotze der chiyuv of achilas matzah with the chalav that's given to them, or with chuma that's given to them, because for them, Yisrael can't eat it, but they may eat it, so they could be yotze with it. Avaloi b'tevel, but the person is not yotze, he's a chiyuv of achilas chuma if he eats tevel. Avaloi b'maisa rishon shalei nitra chuma, so you're not with maisa rishon if the chuma's maisa was not taken off. Avaloi b'maisa sheni v'hektish shalei nitu, and not with maisa sheni or hektish that weren't redeemed. Chala is tayda or kikin nazir. If, let's say, a person baked for his karbonis, so whether he was bringing a karbon tayda and he baked the 40 breads, the four different species, 10 of each type, for the carbon tayda, so these chalas, or a kikin nazir, or the wafers of a carbon nazir, or a nazir as well, together with his karbonis, there was a certain amount of rekikim that were brought, a certain amount of lechem that was brought. So these chalas of the taido, or these rekikim that were baked for a nazir, asana atzmai, so if he made it for his own personal use, en yotze behem, he cannot be yotze with them. We'll see why in the Gemara. We're talking about, like Rashi points out, like we'll see in the Gemara, even before the carbon was shechted, and even before they got kedushas aguf, but nonetheless, he's not able to use them. However, asan limkar b'shuk, if he made them to sell in the market to other people, he didn't bake it for his own personal carbon, but he baked it for people who need to bring a carbon tether or need to bring a carbon nazar, that they should purchase the lechem from him so that they should have them. So in that case, yoytzim b'hem, so then he could be yoytzim his chiyav of achilas matzah with them, and we'll see again in the Gemara what the difference is. So the Gemara explains, Tana, kusmin spelt min chitim is a type of wheat. Shibayashua v'shifon, oats and rye, min sirim is a type of barley. So what's this negeah? So Rashi tells us this is negeah as far as chumas and maizes are concerned, that you're not allowed to take off from one type on another type, from min al sha'in and minai. But since kusmin is a type of wheat, so if one separates chuma from wheat onto spelt, it would work. And the same thing from barley onto rye or oats. Taisa says that no, this halacha is not regarding chala, chuma, but rather it's regarding chala. If a person had two doughs, and each dough by itself did not have the shear of chiyuv chala, but combined they would have a shear. So if they're the same min, for example, wheat, a dough of wheat, and the other dough was a dough of spelt, so then they would have a shear of chala. But if it's things that don't combine, for example, wheat and oats, so then there wouldn't be a shear of challah, and it wouldn't be chayav challah. Says the Brisa further, kusmin Gulba, the translation of Kuzmin is what they knew as Gulba in those days. Shifa and Rai is Dishra, and Shiba Yeshua is Shvili Tala, is, Rashi explains, it's like, it looks like a fox-tailed oats, and therefore it was called Tala, which is the Aramaic of a fox. So the Gemara says, Hani in, Ares Vedeichen Loi. It's Masra Dafka, these five species may be used for matzah, but something that's made out of rice or made out of millet, then loy, they may not be used. Minan, I mean, where do we get this from? Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, v'chein tana de Rav Yishmael, v'chein tana de Bei Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rav Lakish says, and we also have a brisa from the yeshiva Rav Yishmael, and also from the yeshiva Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Amar Krah, because it says in the pasuk, "Loisechal of chametz," you may not eat during Pesach chametz. Rather, shivas yamim teichal of matzahs, for 7 days you should eat matzah. So the Torah compares chametz to matzah. Devar ma'bayim de'chimutz, that means the species that could become chametz, and therefore someone could be chayav kares for eating chametz. Adam yetsa b'em yedechem osa b'matzah. In the event that they did not become chametz, rather you bake matzah out of it, then you could be yetsa yerchiv of achilas matzah. Yatzu elu, that excludes these things. She'em b'em yedechimutz, since they do not become chametz, therefore elu de'sirchon, rather when they start rising, they just like spoil, become sort of chametz nuksha, which is a less edible type of chametz, so then, but not real chametz, so there would not be a chiv, a karis for such chametz, so hu adin, that, hu adin, they, someone who eats them for as matzah, in a case that they don't rise, he would not be chayiv for he would not be yotzi his chiyuv of achilas matzah. Says the Gemara, Maslis until Eker Birchen Benuri. Our Mishnah is not like Birchen Benuri. The Amon Oriz Mindaganu. He says that Oriz is a proper Mindagan. The Chometz on Oriz is a real Chometz, and therefore it's considered a regular species of grain, just like the other five species that we said before. Not like us, that we said before, that the chametz just is because becomes a sircha, and it's not a real chametz, and therefore it will be nothing. Rather, he holds that it's regular grain. V'chayav v'nachim mutzikaris. If a person ate chametz made out of rice, he would be chayav karis. The Tanya Rabbi Yechem ben Uri Oyser ba'oyrus v'daychen. Rabbi Yechem ben Uri asers someone who eats either rice or millet to asks to cook a dish with rice or millet in it on Pesach Meisha Karv LaHachmis, because it's Karv LaHachmis, which we'll translate in a minute what that means. Iboilu, so the Gemara has a shayla. What does it mean Karv LaHachmis? Does it mean Karv LaHachmis the Kadum HaMachmis, that it becomes chametz very fast, much faster than the other species, and therefore you shouldn't make a dish with them because it's going to be hard to watch it to make sure that it doesn't become chametz? Idilma Karv LaHachmis Havi chametz gamar loy havi, meaning it comes close to being chametz, but it doesn't become real chametz. Meaning to say, it won't be the chametz that's chayav karis. It will be a little less than that. Maybe a chametz that has a lav on it, but not chametz that's chayav karis. According to us, it's only sirchon. Not like I said before that it's chametz nuksha, but rather it would be potter totally. It wouldn't be deraisa. Masha enkein, according to him, it's karav lachmas. It would be at least Usher, but it wouldn't be the level of Chiyuv Karis, or maybe he meant to say, like the first time, that it's Karis Mamish. So the Gemara says, Tashma de Tani. We have another Bais, Alon Rebecha Menuri, Ari is Mindaganu, Ari is a Mindaganu, Chayv Alon Alchimutzi Karis, and if someone eats the Chometz made out of rice, so he's chayav karis. Rather, yet to be the chayav say bePesach. And if a person makes matzah made out of rice, he's yotzi his chiyuv of achilas matzah. So what do we see? We see it's real grain, and it must be that the karav lachmas that we said before, it doesn't mean to say it becomes close to chametz, but rather it means to say that it's real chametz that happens very fast. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri also said karmis. This karmis, which we'll translate soon. Chayav is v'chala, that's also considered grain, and therefore it's also chayav and chala. My karmis, what is this karmis? Rabbi shitznisa. It's what we know as shitznisa. My shitznisa. Rabbi shitznisa de mishtachka b'nei kalnisa. So Rashi has over here a couple of different French words, what it may be, and there's different translations that people suggest. Some say it's fennel, some say it's cumin, some say it's caraway seeds. But either way, it's some type of plant, the mishtakro beni kalnisa, that grows in between the poppy plants. Amar Rabba Baba Chana Amar Ish Lakish, says Rabba Baba Chana in the name of Ish Lakish, Isra Shini Loisa B'yayin Shemenu Dvash, if you knead a dough with either wine, oil, or honey, Eche Yav No Chimutsu Kuras, so then he would not be chayiv, if such a dough became chametz, he would not be chayiv kuras for eating such a dough. Yosef Reb Papa Reb Huna Breda Yeshua, Kamed Reb Idi Bar Avin, Reb Papa Reb Huna Breda Yeshua were sitting in front of Reb Idi Bar Avin, Yosef Reb Idi Bar Avin, become his name at the time, Reb Idi Bar Avin was dozing off, Amar Reb Huna Breda Yeshua Reb Papa, so Reb Huna Breda Yeshua asked Reb Papa, my time to Reish Lachash, what's the reason of Reish Lachash is halacha that a dough made with either wine, oil, or honey is not chayiv for chametz? Amalei, so he answered him, Damar Krab, because it says in the Pasuk L'Sechel of Chametz, we have the Hekesh from Chametz to Matzah. So until now we went that you could only use matzah from grain that could become chametz. Now, Reb Papa is going to go the opposite way. And only things that you could use as matzah, so then if those types of things were chametz, then he would be chayav kares for achilas chametz. V'ha, over here, a person cannot be yoytze es chiv of achilas matzah with these things. Why not? Avali matzah shira, because these doughs are a rich man's bread. To mix it with these expensive liquids like wine, honey, oil, that's matzah shira. That's not a poor man's bread. So therefore, a person wouldn't be yaitzim the chiyuv of matzah with it. It has to be lachem ayini, a poor man's bread. So therefore, en chayav nachim mutzakaris. So too, if this dough was made into chametz, since the parallel of matzah cannot be used for achiz matzah, so what then? Now that it's chametz, there wouldn't be a chiyuv of karis for eating it. Ese, on that Ravuna Bredi Rishua, the Rapapa, on that Ravuna Bredi Rishua asked her papa, do we go both ways? Do we say that something that can't be eaten as matzah, there is no chiyuv of kares? Don't we say himcheyu if you disintegrate it into a liquid, some dough, the gomer, and then you swallow it up? Im chametz hu, if it was a dough that was chametz anush kares, because even though it's disintegrated, it dissolved into water, it's still called eating chametz. The matzah, however, if it was matzah that you dissolved into water, in adam yetzi yedei chevasa bepesach, so that you're not yetzi your chiyuv of achilas matzah. So v'ha'cha, we see over here the in adam yetzi yedei chevasa bematzah, that one is not yetzi his chiyuv of achilas matzah by eating in such a manner, and nonetheless achayav v'nachim mutekars. So we see that we don't say that anything that you can't be yetzi of matzah means you're not chayav for kars. So we're back to the kasha. So why, even if you can't have matzah that's made out of oil or wine or honey, but why when you have chametz made out of these things, are you potter? So Isabu Rabbi Di Bar Avin, at that point in time Rabbi Di Bar Avin woke up, Amrlahu, and he told them, Dardaki, young ones, Hainu Tam to Reish Lakish, the following is the Svara of Reish Lakish, Mishum, Dabalim in Paris, because over here, the dough was made with fruit juices as opposed to water. Umei Paris doesn't make chomets. Now the Rishonim speak out over here, the Taisis, that there's two levels of this. Something that's made from Mei Paris totally and no water mixed in is possibly that it doesn't become chametz at all and it's mutter even lachatchila. Once it's mixed in a mixture of water and mei peres, so then it won't become a full chametz to be chayav karis, but it will become some level of chametz like chametz nuksha, and it will be at least aser with a lav, just like we said before, there won't be a chayav karis because it's not going to become a full-fledged chametz. Going back to the Mishnah, the Mitzvah says yoytze b'demai. One would be yoytze eating achilas matzah, even if he ate matzah made from demai produce, who ma'aser rishon, and who are then from ma'aser rishon. So the Gemara asks demai, when he eats demai, why is he yoytze halo chazilei? It's not edible, but he's not allowed to eat it. So over here, either Rashi says the problem is it's a mitzvah above avera, or like we're going to see later on at the bottom of our daf today, that there's a drasha that matzah that's also for some other reason, one would not be yoytze his mitzvah of achilas matzah. So over here, if that's the case, why, if that's the case over here, why could it be Yotze with Demai? So the Gemara answers, Kivon the Iboyamafka the Nichse, if he wanted to, he could be mafker all his possessions, Vavi Oni, and then he would become an Oni. V'oichol Demai, and then he would be allowed to eat Demai. So Hashanami Kozale, so now it's also called that it's roi for him, since he could potentially make it roi for him, so even though Lechatchil is not allowed to eat it because now he's not an Oni, but that would be enough to say, B'dievid, if once he ate it, he ate matzah that was roi for him, and therefore he's Yoyse Yisriv of Achilas matzah. There's a Tosis that takes this a step further and says that since matzah is lechem oini, it's a lechem of a poor man, so since a poor man could eat demai, so matzah, which is demai, which is a poor man's bread, you could be yoytze lechatchila because it's lechem oni. Ditnan, where do we see this heter of eating, of an oni eating demai? Ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, machilin es aniyim demai, one could feed aniyim demai, vesachsanya demai, and who had in the soldiers, that the people of the city had to give them room and board, so they were allowed to feed them demai, because since the soldiers are traveling from place to place, they don't have anything with them, so they have the status of aniyim while they're traveling. So they may be fed demai. V'amar Rav Huna, Tano, we have a b'risa b'shamay, oimim em machilim es aniyim demai, v'sachsani demai, u'b'tzeloim em machilim that you may feed them. Then the b'risa said, the Mishnah said, "My solution should nitl trumasli." So, like we spoke out before, pshita. Obviously, kivan should nitl trumasli. Once the trum was ma'aser was taken off, chulina was regular chulin. Why can't he be yotzi yerchiv of achilas matzah with it? So the more answer is like tzricha shekdimu v'shibalim. What it means is the Truma's Meiser was taken off, but you skipped the Truma Gedoyla. Meaning you went out of order while they were still in the stalks, and the first thing you were supposed to take off is the 2% for Truma Gedoyla, but you went straight to the Meiser Rishon and took off 10% for Meiser Rishon. And now the Levi takes that 10%, Vinotla Meta Truma's Meiser, and he took off only the Truma's Meiser, the 10% of the 10%, to give to a coin. Vinotla Meta Truma Gedoyla, and he never took off that 2% of the Truma Gedoyla. So, and the chiddush is because Rabbi Avo, the Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Shimon Malkish, like that Rabbi Avo said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Malkish, Ma'aser Rishon Shekdimu Meshubalim. If one went ahead while they were still in their stalks and went straight to the Ma'aser Rishon, skipping over the Truma, Potter Mitruma, so now it's Potter from Truma Gedolah, it does not have to be separated. Shenema, like it says, Vari Ma'aser Mimenu, you should take off from it, Trumas Hashem, this is talking about the Meiser that was given to the Levim, that when the Levim get it, they have to take off from it a Truma for Hashem, Meiser min Meiser, 1/10 from the 10th that they were given. So we darshan, Meiser min Meiser, Amarti Loch, they only have to separate the 10th of the 10th, which is Trumas Meiser, like Truma Gedolah, Trumas Meiser min Meiser. But they don't have to be concerned with separating Truma Gedolah, meaning even though the Truma Gedolah was skipped, nonetheless, the Levi doesn't have to separate the Truma Gedolah. So on that, Repapa asked Abayi, if that's the case, if so, so why is it only, like Rish Lakish says, if they skipped it while they were still in their stalks, even if it already had the Gemar Malacha, it was already piled up in a pile, still, Nami Lifter, it should still be Potter from separating the Truma Gedolah, because it's the Gezeiras HaKasid that when you skip Truma Gedolah and you go straight to the Ma'aser Rishon, the Levi doesn't have to separate it. So Amalei, so he answered him, Alecha Amakra, for your kasha. That's why the pasuk says, a different pasuk, also talking about the Ma'aser Rishon given to the Levim, Mikol Matnei Sechem, from all the matanois, from all the presents that were given to you, Tarimu, as Kol Truma Hashem, you have to take off all the Truma of Hashem. So over here, all the Truma means not only the Truma's Ma'aser, the 10th of the 10th, but also the Truma Gedolah that was skipped. So we have a stirim sukim. So obviously, one of them was when you skipped it when they were still in their stalks, and the other one is talking about when you skipped it once it was already piled up, once it already had a gemar malacha. Umara Isa, what made you? Why do you see to explain that the pasuk of Ptur is the one that was in the shibalim, and the pasuk of Chiyuv is the one that it was already in the kri, already in the pile? So the Umara says it's a svara. Hai idgin v'hai lo idgin. When it was in the pile, it already became to Gemar Malach, the Chiyuv of Truma already took effect. So once it was there, it's mistaber that the fact that you skip it, it's not going to come off. Whereas while it's still in the stalks, the Chiyuv Truma didn't yet take effect. It doesn't come till the Gemar Malach. So at that point in time, if you skip it, it makes sense that the Torah is saying that now that it was skipped, it doesn't come later on when the Levi gets it. Then the Mishnah said, Maaser Sheni veHekdesh Niftu. Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh were redeemed. And again, the Kasha is Pshita, obviously, once it's redeemed, why shouldn't you be able to eat it? Mara answers, Zachum Mayaskin, Shanasan as the Karen, you paid the Karen, Vilainasan as the Chaimish. You paid the principal, but you didn't yet add the additional fifth that one has to add when he redeems his own Maaser or his own Hekdesh. And the Chiddush of our Mishnah is the Ein HaChemish Ma'akev, that even though he's obligated to give the fifth, but that doesn't hold back the redemption of the principal from taking effect, and therefore the Karen, that which he already redeemed of Ma'aser Sheni of Hekdesh, is already Chulin, and it could be Yaisu with it. Then we said Akoyan Machalav Chuma. So the Gemara asked Pshita, obviously, for they're allowed to eat it. Why should they not be able to be Yitzhak with it? More answers, Maldatim, I might have said, Matzah Shavu L'chol Adam Be'ino. You need a matzah that anybody could eat, and over here, even though the Kohen could eat it, but Yisrael may not eat it, so therefore maybe the Kohen can't be Yitzhak. Kamash V'lon, Matzah's Matzah Riba. Since the Torah says matzahs many times in the Pasuk, it includes many types of matzahs, that as long as it's edible to the Kohen, that's good enough, even if the Yisrael cannot eat it. Then the Mishnah continued, Avaloi B'tavol. You cannot eat tavol. Says the Gemara Pshita, obviously not, it's Aser. So the Gemara answers, Leitzricha, the Chiddush is, B'tavol Tavol Midrabbanon. Not only a Tavol Deraisa, but even if it's only Tavol Midrabbanon, which means, for example, Shazar Ba'atzis She'en Enokiv, like you planted in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, so Midrabbanon is not considered attached to the ground, and it's not Mechuv and Trumas and Maestris. Nonetheless, Midrabbanon, if Trumas and Maestris weren't taken off, it's still Tavol Midrabbanon, and one cannot be Yetzi Yeshiv of Achilles Matzah with it. Then the Mishnah said, "Why Maaser Rishon Shalenit Trumasay?" Not with Maaser Rishon that Trumas Maaser wasn't taken off. So again, Pshita obviously you can't eat it. So the Gemara answers, "Leitzricha the Chiddush is Shekdima Bekri." Like the case we said before, that when we said Shalenit Trumasay, it doesn't mean to say that the Trumas Maaser wasn't taken off. Rather, it means that the Truma Gedayla, the first 2%, wasn't taken off. But when you skipped it, you already skipped it once it was already in the pile after the Gemara Melacha. And what's the Chiddush? I might have thought, that if it's a Xeris Akosov, that when you skip the Chuma, you don't have to take it off, so maybe that should be true even if from the pile. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is like Abai's Teretz, that no, there's two sets of Psukim, and therefore it's only Pata when you skip the Bishibolim, but not when you skipped it in the Kri in the pile. Then we continue. V'lem Maaser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shalei Niftu. Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh are not redeemed. We can't be yoytze with it. So again, pshita, it's obvious. So the Gemara says, La'ilam d'niftu. They were redeemed. U'mayla niftu shalei niftu ko chasam. They were redeemed, but they weren't redeemed properly, like their specific halachis, how they have to be redeemed. For example, Maaser Sheni shebedoi al gabi asimon. Maaser Sheni was redeemed on a coin that was a blank. It wasn't stamped. Doesn't have a picture on it. The Rachman Omer, because it says in the Torah, "Vitzata kesef," one has to tie the money in his hands. So we dash, and the lashon of Vitzata is also the lashon of a tzura. Davar sheyesh lo tzura. It has to have a form. It has to have a picture, not a blank one. It has to be already minted. It has to be already struck. The Hekdesh, and similarly by Hekdesh, Shechilo, that he was poided al gabe karka on real estate. The Rachman Omer, because it says in the Torah, "V'nosan hakesef," it has to be something that is given over, which is metaltlin, things that could be handed over, v'komli, and then the hekdesh that was redeemed belongs to him. But a karka which can't be handed over is not valid for redeeming hekdesh. Tana Rabbanan. Bryce says, Yocho, I may think Yoitzi Adam Yedecha Vasa B'Tevel, that a person could be Yoitzi Eschiv of Achilas Matzi, even if he eats Tevel, produce that Trumas and Maisas weren't taken off, Shalei Niskan, that wasn't properly fixed. So the Gemara interjects, and the Gemara says, what do you mean? Kol Tevel Nami Haloi Niskan. All Tevel, that's what Tevel means by definition. It wasn't fixed yet. Trumas and Maisas weren't taken off. So what are we adding by saying Tevel Shalei Niskan? So the Gemara says, "Ela b'tevel shaloi niskan kol tzarchi." What it means to say a tevel that wasn't totally fixed, meaning it was already partially fixed, but it's still tevel because it wasn't totally fixed. Not everything was taken off. For example, shanitum mimenu truma gedola. The truma gedola was already taken off. However, lanitum mimenu trumas ma'aser, but the trumas ma'aser wasn't as of yet taken off. Or ma'aser rishon. The ma'aser rishon was already taken off. Alei ma'aser sheni, but ma'aser sheni wasn't yet taken off, so it's still considered tevel, and therefore you still can't be yotze with it. V'afilu ma'aser ani, or even on the years, the third year and the sixth year of the shmitah cycle, where there is no ma'aser sheni, instead it's replaced with ma'aser ani, and ma'aser ani doesn't even have kedusha, but nonetheless calls zman it wasn't taken off, it's considered tevel, and it's also to eat. Therefore, how do you know that you're not yosei yerchiv of achilas matzah from this produce? Tamat leimar, like it says in the pasuk, v'sechol of chametz, one may not eat chametz on Pesach. Rather, he has to eat matzah. So we darshin mishi sur mishim love chametz. So we're talking about produce that had the produce been chametz, he would be over the iser of achilas chametz. So now that it's not chametz, he could be yotze his chiyuv of achilas matzah. Yotzezer excludes this produce shein iser mishim baltoch chametz, that the iser for eating it wouldn't be achilas chametz. Ella rather mishim baltoch tevel, the iser would be because he's eating tevel, eating produce that trumas and maizes weren't taken off. So the Gemara asks, what does that mean that he's not chayiv for achilas chametz? V'isur the chametz lahichan nazar. Where did the chiyuv chametz go? Meaning, you're right, it's tevel, but why does that mean it's not chametz? So Amar Rav Sheshes, or Rav Sheshes answers, Hamani, who's the tan of this braisa? Rav Shimoni, it's the shita of Rav Shimon. Amar en yisar chal iser. There's a concept that once something is usher for one reason, so another iser doesn't ride on top of it. It can only be usher and have a chiyuv for one thing at a time. So once it's already also because it's tevel, so the iser of chametz doesn't come and sit on top of the iser of tevel, and therefore when one would eat it, he would only be chayiv for achilas tevel and not for achilas chametz. Where do we see this? The Tanya of Shimon Omer, like we learned in the Baisa, Rav Shimon says, ha'eichon avela b'yom kippur, someone who eats an avela, a dead animal on Yom Kippur, potter, he's potter from the chatos of achila on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's already an avela, and an avela, even though an avela is more lenient, there's only malchus and there's no karis, and therefore no chiyuv chatos if he does a b'shaygig. Nonetheless, once it's also because it's an avela, so Yom Kippur doesn't come and sit on top of the Isser Nevela, and therefore it's only Isser because of Nevela, not because of Yom Kippur, and one would be potter from the Karis of Achila on Yom Kippur, and therefore B'Shagig Hu Adeni would be potter from the Chatas of Achila on Yom Kippur. So we see that Rav Shimon Shita is Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, and therefore coming back to us, so this Chametz is not also because of Achila's Chametz, because since Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, it's already also because of Tevel, it comes out that it's not Isser because of achilas chametz. So the parallel would be if this same produce, which is not also, which would not be also for achilas chametz, so if someone would use it for matzah, since the issur wouldn't be achilas chametz, so in the case that it's not chametz, rather it's matzah, it cannot be used as well for achilas matzah.